And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The myth persists on the right in North Carolina that the decision by Governor Pat McCrory and state legislative leaders to slash unemployment benefits for laid-off workers is responsible for the big drop in the state unemployment rate. It's the so-called Carolina comeback that McCrory mentions at every opportunity. But it's simply not true. As pointed out again in a recent column by Dean Baker with the Center for Policy and Economic Research and John Quinterno with South by North Strategies, laid-off workers are not finding jobs because not many jobs have been created. Fewer jobs were created in 2013 than in 2012, and more than 110,000 fewer people were in the labor force in 2013 than in 2012. They were not working and actively seeking work, there were no jobs for them to find, and they are no longer counted when the unemployment rate is calculated, so the rate appears lower. There simply was no Carolina comeback in 2013 for the unemployed, no matter how hard the folks on the right try to spin it. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.